Proclamation number 3703, dated the March 3, 1946. Call upon God's help is indispensable in the last days. Henceforth you shall always have to request my help in earthly as well as in spiritual hardship if you don't want to succumb in your struggle for existence. Admittedly, you can also emerge victoriously without appealing for my help, but in that case you are already under the influence of my adversary, who is giving you strength to overcome but claims your souls in exchange for payment. To be fortified by this strength in future will cause you immense damage, since you will lose your souls in the kingdom of darkness for an eternity. You will trade this short time of strength with an eternity of weakness, during which you will have to suffer enormously due to your failure not to have asked for my help. The approaching time is only endurable with my support, with my contribution of strength, and thus without danger for your souls. And yet it is up to you whether you want to call upon me. The severe hardship should prompt you, but I myself won't compel you to do so. By way of hardship, I only want to encourage you to contact me, since otherwise I cannot transmit strength to you. Life will be difficult and painful for each and every one who does not carry me in his heart. But you will find relief when you turn to me for help. My love shall help you endure. It helps every person who faithfully trusts in me, because the severe hardship is to affect humanity for its own sake, as the last resort to win them over to me and my kingdom. I want to make the heart receptive to my word, and thus the severe hardship will still accomplish my aim, namely that they hunger for a word of comfort, for an explanation of their adversity, and that they then seriously consider my word in their hearts and with good will can recognize me. For there are many misguided souls who have missed the right path, who shall be led back by my word, which reveals to them the truth in its fullness. Although the suffering will also close many hearts to my word and they cannot be opened by force, but blessed be the one who endures without approaching my adversary for help in terms of unkindness towards other people and bad thoughts and speech, because he will be apparently helped by him and provided with all manner of support to win him over completely. Don't try to improve your earthly life with renewed unkindness. Accept your fate patiently and humbly, and come to me. I shall always help you if only you request my help, if only you find the way to me and humbly bow before me and entrust yourselves to my mercy. I will never send a sincerely pleading person away without help. You all have to acquire this trust if the severe hardship is to be endurable for you. You can always be certain of my loving care when you deliver yourselves to me, when you acknowledge me and thus do not exclude me from your thoughts. But anyone who fails to do so is in dire psychological difficulty, which only his own will can lessen. Time is short and shall become ever more apparent as the end time, because Satan works visibly. He impels human beings into actions of most blatant cruelty, which always results in earthly hardship and suffering. And he poisons people's thoughts where he does not meet resistance with a will that is turned towards me. And human beings should beware, because now the last test of earthly life needs to be won. They should open their eyes to the signs of the time, to the conduct of human beings who are clearly ruled from below, and also observe the work from above. They should listen to my words, messengers who can give comprehensive clarification about meaning and purpose of the final severe hardship and about the eternal plan of salvation, which is to take its course as it is destined and my wisdom has deemed appropriate since eternity. They should pay heed to their warnings and reminders, and the arduous time will pass by everyone endurably who is of good will and calls upon me in need. Amen.